the union of Shalach, the union of Shira. We've spoken a few times the different aspects in which Shira is a Yuchadik type of Shevach, a Yuchadik type of Dibur, and so on. We're going to try to understand another aspect of Shira, what the Metzias of Shira is vis-a-vis other types of Shvachas and etc. We'll start with the Medrash. Oz Yashem Moshe, Hador Ichsiv, Nochen Kis Acha Me'oz. The Chazal Ashtolim Tzura Pasim Kilim, it says Nochen Kis Acha Me'oz, that the Oz Yashem Moshe is the Nochen Kis Acha Me'oz. Omer Brachim Shem Avur, Afal Pishem Me'olam Ato, even though the Pasik is Nochen Kis Acha Me'oz Me'olam Ato, so it seems there's a stira. You know, Rav Rach is pointing out there's a stira in the pasuk itself. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is me'olam mata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, and yet it says nochen kisachem me'oz. So Rav Rach says afal pi she me'olam mata, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, lenisyashiv kisacho v'leinedata b'olam chatsham v'banecha shira l'kach nema nochen kisacho me'oz. So the difference between, in other words, there's a chiluk between the nochen kis acha, the kisei had to be me'oz, and the kisei is a b'china of shira, a b'china of yeshiva, l'nisiyashiv kis acha, and the me'olam ata is a different dagger. Then it gives a mashal. Mashal melech she'osam l'chama v'nitzeach, v'osso is Augustus. They took a king and they made him into a higher title, Augustus. Amuloi, actually, see some Muhammad is a melech. Achshav asinuch Augustus. That now that you've done the Muhammad and you're a menatzeach, we're going to make an Augustus. Mayesh kavod ben amelech Augustus. What difference is it? Lamais is the same person. And they both are a complete shalit on the nation. El amelech oimid al aluach v'Augustus yeshiv. That the difference is one sits and one stands. So try to understand a little bit what the difference is in the darga before and the darga afterwards. Besides that, the nekuda that needs to be understood is it's in the word us. In other words, Chazal found that the nekuda of transformation lies in us. Us Yashem Moshe, Ha'ud Echsiv Nochen Kisacha Me'oz. So in the word us, it switched over from Me'olamata to Nochen Kisach Me'oz. Mechilta says over here that you find that the word Oz can be used both La'ava and La'asid. That it brings a whole list of psukim where Oz can mean then, and just like in English, the word then can mean either La'ava, then is when something happened, then, and it can mean La'asid, that then something will happen. The same thing, there's a sifri like that in Hazinu that says that the Shira is big. It speaks over there about Shira's Hazinu. It says it has the Osid and the Ava. So there's a Nakuda here in the Oz that Oz and Shira both have in themselves a quality of Osid as well as Ava, and try to understand that Nakuda. So it's again the same thing. It's Saya property of Shira. You see it in the Sifri in over there in Azinu. It's not playing on the word Oz. It's just speaking about Shira itself, and it has the property of being Koilul Asid. And you have the word Oz over here, which is specifically the word Oz in the Shira refers to the Asidus and so on. You find in a lot of places B'chlal that the whole idea of Shira is Lasid Lava. Over here, Oz Yashir, it says Tchias Amesim, Mikad Tchias Amesim Natera. The Zohar also says Vayom Ruleimer is Moshe told Klal Yisrael to be Metzaveh Adairis. So that means Shira in itself has where every Amira was from Moshe to Klal Yisrael, here the Amira itself stretched over to the Adairis. One more Nekuda that's in Shira that's unique. It says Asidim Kol Anavim Kulam Tzegmor Sanhedrin Tzadik Aleph Asidim Kol Anavim Kulam Oimrim Shira B'Koil Echad, that all the Nevi'im are going to be saying Shira B'Koil Echad. Obviously, in other words, what Chazal are alluding to is the Gemara in Sanhedrin before, that it says Ein Shnei Neviim Misnagdim B'Sigun Echad, that there is no such thing that two Neviim should be saying Shira with one, it should be saying Nevuah with one signal. Every Navi says it the way he sees it, with his Deher, with his Kalim, with his words, and so on. So the Shaila is, why is Shira different? Obviously, Chazal are pointing out that this is different than Nevuah. Nevuah itself, if two Nevi'im are misnabed the signal echad, you know that the Nevi'ah is Sheker. That was what happened over there by Yeshafat, and it's a riot at the Nevi'ah is Sheker. And if I care, Nevi'ah Emes, you find most of the Vayomim and Malachim and Shmuel have variances, Tillim has variations. The variations are because the two Nevi'im are not misnabed the signal echad, so Nevuah is not misnabed echad. Shira is Bekoil echad. It could be that that Gosh Chazal is lost in love. But then if the contrast was only the loss of love, you would have said there'll be misnavi b'signan echad. It would have said exactly the same. It's not that the signan echad is the loss of love is the only factor. The mashmos is very clear: shira versus nevuah. Let's try to understand that a little bit in how that works. Let's try to understand a little bit. In the inyanim that a person is able to function at three levels. The Sfarim are full of this chalukah of machshava, dibur, and ma'isa. And each chalik has its maile and its shortcoming. Machshava is definitely the more chashav of the in a sense it's the higher, nobler, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of its teichin. And that's why Talmud Torah has its chashivas, that Talmud Torah is kulay machshava, and b'meila it has a certain maila of everything else, like the seichel and das has a maila over the other. So machshava has its chashivas, its maila. The chisarin of machshava, let's call it the place where machshava is lacking, is in terms of kiyum. In terms of existence, machshava doesn't exist. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. They don't have even a metzias of dibur. When a person said something, and a person thought something else, the thought itself is meaningless. If a person does something with his heart, a person says or thinks something, it is completely not. It's completely not chal, with the exception of a hegdish of nediv leiv oilus, which is special. It's because hegdish is an inyan that's also not of this world. Hegdish is also something that's shayach to a different world. That's why machshav is effective. But within this world, the only place you find is like the Gemara of the that dei ve'emes bulvavoi. That it was a special milo of a very, very big chassidus. But it was not in mitzad dine kinyanim, in mitzad dine asiya, machshava is nothing. It has no makom whatsoever in this world. On the other hand, let's take the other side. Maisim are kaiveya. A person makes a maisa kinyan, all kinyanim are maisim, and asiyas are the dibur can't be about machshav. A maisa is the strongest unit in this world. It's the things that have a real kiyum. If a person does a maisa, it exists, and except that it's obviously the lowest function of a person. His maisim are in the world of maisa. Balchai also has maisim. The balchai's maisim are without kavana, without machshav, without das. But al kopanim in oilam maisa, a person shares with the entire physical world. Those are the two extremes of machshava and maisa. The middle olam, the middle layer of dibur, has in it some of these qualities and some of those qualities. And over here there's this chalkus. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, in the realm of inyanim that Hashayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dibur is maisa. Lo ilam Hashem dvorcha nitzav v'shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim have the same kiyum as maisa. They are, they exist. They bethem exist. And bedvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, it means once something reaches the dag of Dibur by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is automatically a metzias. The reason why, if it's not Dibur, as a Maimah Muzga, a parenthetical remark, the reason why it's only Dibur, not Machshava, because the Dibur, the difference between Dibur and Machshava is for myself, and Dibur is for you. It's not the pshat that by Kadosh Baruch Hu Machshavas don't chas on the avakiyum. On that it says a pasuk, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Machshavas also have a kiyum. But the metzias of Machshava is not l'shem kiyum. The metzias of a Machshava is klapi myself. The metzias of a Dibur is already klapi something else. So anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does that has a kiyum is called Dibur, and that's it. All Diburim and Ma'isim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the same. By a person, it's not quite like that. Whether Dibur is like Ma'isim or not in Yonim V'Surim is Machloikis. Whether it's considered a Ma'isim. A Dibur as a Kinyan is effective only with a Mishapara. It's better than Machshava, but it's not, doesn't have a Shem Ma'isim. It has a certain level of Ischaibus, but not quite. The expression used by Chazal when they want to speak about the fact that Dibur has a shortcoming and it's not an Olam HaMaisa is the Hevel Piyim. The word Hevel Piyim is that what comes out of the mouth is Havel HaVolim. Just like when a person blows steam on a cold day, it has a momentary Kiyum. It has a metzias, but the metzias is very ephemeral. It doesn't have any kiyum to itself. It's a maisa without a kiyum. So dibur generally by a person is a maisa without a kiyum. It's the person says something, but it doesn't really have a metzias. That is the normal starting point of a person. So the starting point of a person is hevel piyum shel tinokos shel beis rabbim. Even though it's Gevaldik Hai Madrega and it's Belichet, everything is wonderful about it, but that it's Hevel Piyam. It doesn't stay. Just like whatever a Tinoik Shas Rabbim's Metzias is, that Metzias in itself is not a lasting Metzias. In Olam Adibo, there is no lasting Metzias, Klapi, a person. That's the shortcoming of Dibur. So in the Olam HaDibur we have Ischalkus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and between Adam. Adam, the Dibur itself is not lasting. It doesn't really have a Metzius in Olam HaMaisa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur are the Olam HaMaisa. That's it's the Baruch HaKayim forever. It's Emes and it's Kayim La'ad. That's the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur. There is in Olam HaDibur, the exception to Olam HaDibur is Shira. Shira is the Mokrim of Diburim that have a Kiyum Ve'etzim forever. The Maral says that it says that someone who says, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if someone says Shira in Olam Hazeh, is Zoicha to say Shira in Olam Haba. So the Maral says it's not the Pshat. It's not like a schus for a schus, a tit for a tat. The Maral says, Be'etzem shira is shayach to olam haba. So the person that grabs onto shira in olam haza is shayach to shira in olam haba. The Maral's mazbe a little bit what the inyan of shira is. The Maral says on the Gemara, on the Mechilta that we brought before about Oz, that Oz is a Lashon of Osid and a Lashon of Ova. So the Maral says his Lashon is, I'll quote the phrase that he uses. He says that Oz is a Bechina of Ita Leloi Zman. Ita Lashon Eis, the Lashon Ayin Tov, a time, or without time. It's a Bechina of Eis Leloi Zman. That's how the Maral is magdir, and that's why he says Oz can be Lashon Ova and can be Lashon Asit. Let's try to explain what he means over here. There are some most physical mitzvahsin have a time span. A piece of wood lasts 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, whatever piece of wood lasts, that it has a mitzvah that's limited to zman. That is the mitzvah of things that are in this world. So almost everything falls under the b'chinas of zman because it is physical and it's limited. So the zman, the fact that everything's under the shlita zman comes from the fact that its own mitzvah is of a short duration. Ace means a time, but it's of a different nature. When we say l'moshel ace livnois, ace l'ntoyav, ace l'akar natua, those eitim, the 24 eitim that he lists, Shlomo Melech lists, the pshat in that ace is be'etzem, the metzias itself is timeless, but it's mechuba to some inyan that has to bring it in. In other words, the ace mulchama, or the ace shalom, or the ace chabek, or all the itois that you have there, is the pshat. It's a metzias that is mechuba to something in this world. It needs a cause. It needs a basis. It needs a chiba to something in this world. But it within itself is not limited. There is no, it's not as if Ava itself has a limit to itself. It doesn't, Ava doesn't exist on the Zman, but it exists on the Itois. It has to be Mishab in circumstances. So it's something that has a Kesha with circumstance, but doesn't have a Kesha with its own Zman. A piece of wood disintegrates after 50 years, after 100 years, not because we don't need it anymore, but because wood is limited. Ava is mugbal to its kufa because it's totally in something else. There's an ace for Ava and there's an ace for Richuk. There's an ace for Netia and there's an ace for Akira. Each one has itself a certain it's the world can be meschabe to Ava or to Akira or to Netia only with a certain cause, within a certain framework, and that is its limit. So the Maral is being megalatos that the shlita of zman in Inyanei Olam has two mahalchim. There are things that mitzad atzmam are limited, and those are things that are tachas zman, and those are physical things. And then there are inyanim that their ito is aloy zman. They have to be neskasha to something, but they don't have within themselves they could be forever. That's the pshat that is oz. The word oz is something which is shayach to that inyan. If I ask somebody, if I say that somebody was born on Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, Kveis, Shnas Tovshin Mem, so the word oz would not be appropriate to use. I would say, if somebody would say, when were you born? I would say, well, there came the year Tufshin so-and-so, and this is this day. Oz no larati. It's a meaningless phrase. The word oz means it's a connection to some inyan that brought it about. I say the war happened this time, then people realize that this happened here, and then people realize. Oz means that something needed a trigger to bring it in. So it's the pshat, not that in itself, the time is not mitzad its own mitzias, but it's because it's kosher to the world. So that's the oimek of the Maral's hesber. It has to have some shaychus to zman, but over and osir are irrelevant. Something which is in its own right has its own zman. So a piece of wood, it needs X amount of years to grow a tree, and X amount of years for wood to disintegrate. The zman is shaykh to its own mitzias. Those inyanim that are mufka from zman, but shaykh to itois, that's where the word oz comes in. The word oz is meshaykh it to a different mitzias. It needs an ace, it needs a klikibul mitzad the mitzias, but it's not mubal to zman. So that means that in Olam of Diburim, of Inyanim, it's shayach that something needs an ace, but itself is timeless. Let's go back to the Nekudas that we raised. In Oz Yosher is the Pshat, we said that Shirah seems to go beyond Zmanim. And the reason for that is because the Zmanim, because Shirah is a type of Dibur that is not limited. Dibur is the ultimate in not having a Kiyum. Stam Diburim Ba'alma don't have any Kiyum. They're Hevel PM, and their Zman is the most ephemeral of Zman. Say the word and the word is gone. It has no metzias. It's only while you're saying it. Masha'en kein shira is something, and we'll see soon why. Shira is something that has a kiyum beyond the metzias of an eternal kiyum. So be'etzem, shira is a type of diburim that go beyond zman. And b'meila, the only thing that it requires is an ace. It requires an oz to do it. That's the pshat. The Maral says that shira is be'etzem shayach to Olam Haba. That asidim, whoever says shira here is going to say Olam Haba, because shira is a dibur that's nitzchi. It's the chelik of diburim that are shayach to nitzchius. B'meila, that's why it's going to be shayach to Olam Haba. T'tchias ha-meisim, oz yashamoish, and so on. That's the pshat in the Chazal over here. That nochen kisacha me oilam otto, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the difference between yeshiva and amida is that yeshiva and amida is the same person. The chilek, if somebody's in the room and he's standing or sitting, he's here. That makes no difference mitzad the gil. The difference is mitzad the kvius. Yeshiva is considered a kvius, for a lot of inyanim from halacha, and amida is not considered a kvius. Amida is an arayus tikatzura of being there, and yeshiva is something where nisyashiv adava, the word yeshiva itself also means to live, to be there, and moshvei seichem. The word yeshiva means sitting in its simplest physical sense, and kvius in its broader sense. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kolzman, there wasn't Shira in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias was every minute he was there for that minute. The Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world is totally in the Hakara of the world in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, as we the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the, as long as our tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is minute by minute, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias in this world can only be minute by minute. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did another nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did another nes. So each time he did the nes, I dehear now HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the nes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though me'olam ata, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias Be'etzim was forever, and mitzad his Metzias there shouldn't be a tekufa of Aroi, but lo yishiyashavta b'olamecha ad me'oz. It was only in the me'oz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishyashav b'olamecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yishav in the world can only be in with the word oz, because that's when it needed a certain trigger to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the yishuv in the world, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the metzias kavur in the world. That's the pshat in the Chazal over there. So Shira was marked the transition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias in the world could only be the heard minute to minute, because there was nothing in the Bria that came out zelu maser to the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nesyasha Belom. And that's, I assume, I don't know the Pratim of the difference in a Melech and Augustus, that a Melech and Augustus mitzad the rule over the people, they are the same. That's what Chazal seemed to indicate. There is no difference in the koach they have. They're both supreme rulers. The difference is between if it's a b'china of amida or b'china of yeshiva. B'china of amida means you're there as long as we keep you, or your metzias is open for question any time. Yeshiva means you're there. This is the metzias, the metzia mutzakas and so on. Let's try to understand what is the difference. So we've pointed out the difference. We pointed out the difference in that in Dibur itself there's this chalkus between all Diburim and Masha'en Kain in Shira. There is no chalkus between there is no zmanim. There's no chalkus of zmanim. It lasts forever and so on. That's the difference between the two, and that's why Shira is always Ashayach Lasid Lavai, and other Diburim are not. Let's try to understand what's the reason for it. What's the pshat and what's the teichin? La'olam, everything in the mahalach, why machshava, dibur, and maisa are structured the way we explained it, is simply because of l'chura, the way the metzias is structured. The purpose of things are to build things, to construct things, to build a world. That's the law of the Lashamrai, Kifshua Adu, and therefore everything has to, the Olam HaMaisa follows the Dibur, follows Machshava. So the Mashal, a person wants to plow a field. So first he thinks about it. He says, you know, if I'll plow a field, I'll have what to eat. How do I plow it? I do it this way, this way, this way, this way. That is the beginning of Olam HaDibur, like we spoke many times. Dibur doesn't have to be someone else. It's even thinking out the Pratim is kind of a Dibur. Talking to yourself is a Dibur. I need to tell people I need to hire somebody to do the field. I need to call somebody else to take away the Tvua. I need to barter with somebody. And in the end, I have the Tvua and the bread and so on. So the natural progression is from machshava to maisa. Dibur is a necessary bridge between the two. Machshava's got to become somewhat more concretized, and you need the ability to communicate in order to bring about maisa. So therefore it goes in stages. Seichel therefore says that anything that's there as a prerequisite is gone by the time it's finished. If I need to put in scaffolding in order to lay bricks, so when the bricks are finished, scaffolding is gone. If I need to put up a frame to hold up things while it's being built, to hold a cement wall, a wooden frame, so when the concrete hardens, you take off the frame. Anything that's there as a stepping stone to the final product goes when the final product puts in place. That's the natural tefisa that we have in the world, in the metzias of the world. There's a deeper deher in the bria. It says l'mashal by malachim that when they say shira, they get destroyed. They come to an end with the saying of the shira. The malach by Esav was wrestling with Yaakov Avinu, and then he says that he tells him you have to let me go to Ola Shocha, and Rashi says because his time came to say Shira. L'chura, it's the other way around. If let's say that the tachlis of the Malach of Esav, the Sarish Esav, is to be a sultan to Yaakov, which is Pasha's what his tafkid is. That was Esav's tafkid and certainly his tafkid. So, I mean, you're doing what you're supposed to do. What are you talking about? It's like somebody says, you know, he's in the middle of buying a little of an esrig, and he still hasn't picked one out. He says, you know, I got to go now because I have a kvius, Mr. Bura, Hilchus Lulav Esrig. But, I mean, you're now buying the little of an esrig. So you're going to not buy it in order to learn about it? It doesn't make any sense. The Malach's tafkid is to be a satan, to be oimid l'satin as Yaakov. So he's in the middle of doing his job in the best way possible. He's standing and wrestling with Yaakov and what's pagaying him. So he says, no, now I've got to go back and talk about it. My hai. The teretz is, it's the other way around. The oilam ha-maisa, which everything in it is created in order to say Shir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just like, for instance, if I'm giving a lecture and I'm using little props to a scientist who's building, let's say, an engine, is using his diburim to explain how to build the engine. Build the engine, you don't need the instruction book anymore, you can throw it away. But if somebody is teaching and he's using almost a little engine as a prop, it's the other way around. The engine is there in order to demonstrate something or to illustrate something and so on. So it's the meisim that are there, the pieces that he has there are a hechetimtza to give over the diburim that have to come out. A melech who has whose kavod is the way in which he comes out, the way he's megal himself is through kvoidei. So all the props and the meisim are there for the tachlis of giving over the melech. So, Eliba de Emes is the other way around. The Metzias is there in order to give out who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The Metzias, the purpose of Metzias is not the sack of potatoes and not the behemoth and not even the Adam. The Teichin of the Metzias is so that like the Pirkei Shira, that the Tzfardeya and the Tana girl and the Shemesh and Levana and the Adam should all be saying Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Be'emes, Aliba De'emes, the final tachlis of the Bria is the Shir that's Oila from every Nivra. And Adarabba, the Shir is the kiyum of the thing itself. Long after the thing itself is gone, if it said Shira, the Shira is what stays forever. That's the Emes of the Her. So since Shira is the tachlis of the Bria, so Shira is the real what stays, and everything else could go, and the Shira will stay over there. That's why Shira is it's not tachas man, it's only an ito. Shira is totally an Adam to say it. It's totally in a malach, and the malach is totally an Adam. So Shira needs a prop, it needs a basis, it needs a springboard for itself to manifest itself. But once that was provided, the Shira becomes a Metzias Nitzchis for itself and doesn't need to come back to the... It's not there to serve another purpose. It itself is the purpose in the Seif Pasuk. So the Nekuda of Shira is the Olam HaDibur where it becomes the final Metzias. And it has to be like that. We've mentioned Ainsfer times that Adam is Koyach HaDibur, Nefesh Chayas Ruach Mala, that a person's Koyach HaDibur is his Ikar Metzias. Since Adam's Koyach HaBchira and Tafkid lies in taking things that are B'Koyach and bringing them out B'Poyol, that he takes things that are there potentially and make them into Metzias, so Bal Korchach and Koyach HaDibur is where Adam is going to find it the most. It's in of all the inyanim, Machshava never really becomes a Maisa in itself. Machshava is shayach to a different world. Maisa is always it's there. I can take a piece of wood and chop it this way, I can build a sukkah this way, I can build a sukkah that way, but the wood is there already, and it's less, there's less input, there's less bringing out min HaKoyach HaLapoyel. The place where a person can bring out min HaKoyach HaLapoyel is Olam HaDibur. Me'ikra din, a person should be menader things before he does them. It's only toiv asheloi tido, mashatido, and veloi tekayim is only it's because a person can't be nizher, so therefore he shouldn't do it. But me'ikra l'masa kedushin, both kedushin in both hakdosha, like you're being magdash be'ima l'gavoya, or kedusha v'isha, both of them are mahalach, where the dibur itself is makdim the final result. The person that is saying this should be for kodesh, and then the kedusha is chal. it's because a person should be menada. A person should say, I really love you, oila. That's the proper thing to do. The histaigus is only if a person won't be mekayim it, so keep it till the till like it says over there that Hill used to bring it to the base of Mikdash, over there be makdash it, so the person should be nichshel in it. But meikir, the person's job is to take dibur and make it into mitzias, because zekal adam. Adam is a koyach hadibur, because the biggest swing between koyach and poil lies dafkin olam hadibur. I want to add one more kneshness. On the Chazal that we said that neviim are not misnav misigun echad, and he's a novi shekev is misnav misigun echad, and yet lasid love it says they'll all be saying shira with one koil. Since olam hadibur, the yadua the Welt says already that shir, the word shir means a bracelet. It's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. If it was like a shir, I said menachas kashir. The a shir is a leash around the neck of a behemoth. Different. The word shir means a leash. It's used many times. People adopt it as a metaphor for the fact that it's round and so on. One of the kudos about it is. A bracelet is usually made, a necklace is made, Mishle uses the mashal, from pieces that come round in a circle. In other words, each piece is a chaticha, and when it comes together, it forms one unit, a bracelet. And there's a reason for it, because it's usually strung around the neck or hand. So it's not one flat surface. You need to have things that are not aligned on one plane. You need to cover every point, and yet it needs the flexibility to go around. And what you do is you have a lot of pieces strung onto one string, and then it comes around full circle. That's the chetimtz of a shear as a bracelet or as a necklace. The nevuah ancient neviim nigrang sign echod means that since every Navi is Diburim, Neviim are there to be Medaber Diburim, therefore each Chelek is different than the other Chelek. There can't be two Chalakim. Each single pearl on a bracelet rests in a different place than the other one. Even though it's part of the same bracelet, each piece in itself is at a different angle and in a different point. And if you have to give its coordinates, it's going to be different. That's because when you're dealing with the diburim, which are only the chelik of diba, which is hechatim tzedik, a navi is there as hechatim tzed. Ilmol lechot Yisrael lenitn lahem ella chamish chum ketera, and possibly Yeshua because the shvach shalat Yisrael. But everything else is diburim that was needed for them. The neviim that we have today, it's not the pshat. It's not really eternal in the same sense, but it's nitzrach aladiris. There's an ongoing need every minute for the Divrei Nevuah, for the Teichacha, the Musar, and so on. So in Divrei Nevuah, in Diburei Nevuah, there can't be a Shnei Nevi'im Esnam Esignecha. In the Shira of Lasid Lovay, the Shira is when all the Diburim come together, then it's one Shir. Just like a symphony, when you have all the notes together, each band is playing, each piece is playing a different note, but the song is one song. In Shira, it's Koilechot. The Shira has a Shira. When the bracelet is one bracelet. So in Kolzman, it's Shayach to Olam HaDibur, which is the Echetimtze Chelek. Every Echetimtze is a different angle. Every step is a different step. When you're talking about the Seif Pasik, in the Seif Pasik, there's no Ischalkus. The Seif Pasik, it has to be one unit. I mean, the Indian itself is obviously it's an Indian that touches on Asid Lovay. It's an Indian that's Mirayim. It's we're talking about the Shira, which is Lovay. There's a Chelek today that's called Torah, and it's also called Shira. Torah is at Tumam. It says that Moshe spoke the Shira Nazinu at Tumam, and on that it says that it's talking about either the Hazinu Shira Zinu or Al Torah, which is also called the Shira. Torah is Ikri Shira, and on that it says at Tumam. The The deher of it is that the type in Olam HaMaisa, the more we shach Olam HaMaisa, the more it's protein. Torah has two dehers in it. Torah has a deher in itself as a chetimtza. How shall I do something? How shall I go and be mekayim achilas matzah? There's a shacharach. There's a sugya. There's psukim. There's a sugya. There's shacharach and prophet. That chelik of Torah is machshava. Is the chelik of machshava and the mitzvah of divrei Torah, which is hechetimtza to the olam ha'maisa. It's the lulmad al naslasis, which is a definitely the first step in Torah. A person who's loymit shalom naslasis chas v'shalom is bad. But then there's another chelik. Torah is called shir because in its oimek it's the tfisa of the entire thing together. Matzah and shofar and tefillin and kedushin and nesuin are completely separate in olam ha'maisa. They've got no shaykhet to each other. Each one is a different time, different halachas, different agdaras, and so on. In divrei Torah, it's one Torah. It's the same lasik divrei Torah, no matter what you're learning. You can bring rayas, even in nigelidik, you can bring rayas from shlichus in truma to shlichus in korban pesach to shlichus in gittin kedushin to shlichus va'avera. It's one sugya shlichus, and the same shliach, and back and forth. Certainly, in the mitzvah, the teichin and the pnimius v'nyanim, that Torah is miksha achas. That's also that's a kal v'chaimer that all the nyanim are together over there. So in Torah itself, a person in the chelik of Torah that a person learns on the that is connecting to the how to do Torah is this chalkus, and it has each mesecta is done at each nyan. But Torah has another dimension to it, and that is the dimension of shira, that it's called a shir, and that's the pshat ad tumam. It means only when you have it all together does it have a shem shir to it. If it's pieces, then you don't have that shem shir to it. Just like the pieces, the pearls, if it's not strung together, it's not a bracelet. It's a lot of pearls. Maybe attached to a string, but it doesn't become one miksha achas. A person has to understand that the ultimate sheif in the Torah is because Torah gives him the hair of everything together. It's a tam of that shir of lasid lavay. The hischalkos of the different avim be mesnave be in different signoinus. The hischalkos of the burim, that the burim are things that are lacking in kiyum. The tam, a person feels frustrated learning, as much as a person learns, it never seems to be able to bring out the Olam HaMaisa as much as he learned. That's the Teva Dvarim. A person can learn and understand and know a lot more than in Kiyum. A person has the Gvulas and the Yitzharas and so on. That's all mitzad, that level of Torah. But the what a person is trying to deher in Torah is the second Nekuda as well also. The tam of Shira that a person has in his Torah. And that's what the Maral means, that somebody who says shir by Olam Haza zeicha to say shir and Olam Haba, it's not the pshat, it's just a tit for a tat. Shir is something that be'etzim is shayach to Olam Haba. It's be'etzim shayach to the beyond is this tfisa of Klolius. And in as much as a person dehares the tam of shir and Torah, and as much as a person tries to dehare the unity of Torah, the fact that all of it together comes together. It requires having the hekif in a certain sense. It requires having the depth to the herit. It requires having the rotzen to herit. But in as much, in whatever chelik, in as much as a person stole himself to that the herit, that chelik remains nitzchis. That chelik doesn't fall. It needed an oz to trigger it. It needed an ace. But once it's triggered, then it's not shayach tzman, and it's something that belongs to the world of nitzchis, of chesam eis, and olam haba.
I read somewhere that every single letter in the Torah is one giant Shem Hashem.